zombie deer are concerning deer hunters. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Chronic wasting disease, now better known as zombie deer disease, is making headlines across the U.S. Chronic wasting has spread to 23 states and into the Canadian provinces of Alberta and Saskatchewan. I saw a report yesterday on a national television news service, and the report suggested grave concerns on the part of, amongst other people, deer hunters. Thought you might want to hear the thoughts of retired professor of veterinary medicine at Texas A&M, Dr. Don Davis.
There's a lot of bad information about CWD, and they wanted us to go back and look at the scientific journal article and to write a review of that. Contrary to what you read in the media, it's a very rare disease. USDA compiles all the testing data from the various states from 1996 until 2012. They tested about 1.3 million deer. They found about 4,000 test positives. So that works out to be about 4 test positive animals per 1,000 tested. It's a pretty rare disease, and those numbers have not changed since 2012. Just because a deer is test positive does not mean it died from CWD.
Dr. Davis told me that he didn't think that the disease could be transmitted to humans by eating venison. I sure hope you enjoyed this episode of Sportsman Spotlight. This is David Sparks saying, see you next time in the outdoors.